You work and work and work all your life thinking of that golden moment when you can say, I'm retired. Time to do the things you love, making things, volunteering, walks on the beach when kids aren't there, traveling, starting that hobby farm you've always dreamt of. But what if retirement is maybe just that little bit harder than you thought? If that dream of getting to spend more time with your partner, your friends, doesn't quite go to plan. Tara Whitewood, relationship coach with The Sugar Doctor. Good morning.
Good morning, Kaya.
Do we have this sort of grand golden idea of what retirement is going to be?
I think we have a grand golden idea of what retirement is going to be without ever really putting any substance to it. A lot of people sort of know that it's coming and that when we get there, you know, yes, we'll have all of this time now, the luxury of time to enjoy the things that we do, but they haven't actually put any, you know, kind of content in what might those things be. And they haven't talked about that with their partner.
Do relationships, can they go through a bit of a rough patch once both people go from, you know, decades of working and raising kids to then just being together?
Yeah, absolutely. And what we're seeing at the moment is a rise in what they call the grey divorces. So sort of that generation that are heading into retirement at the moment, the boomers, and what happens is people have spent all of their time and energy, attention, raising children and on their careers and on saving towards the retirement. Mm. And a lot of people haven't spent that much time investing in each other. So the kids move out, there's no more work, all of a sudden you're spending all of your time together and you realize maybe you don't even know each other that well anymore. Maybe sometimes you don't even like each other.
Or don't like the same things.
Yeah.
So filling your time together becomes like a challenge because like, no, don't like that.
That's right.
Well, I don't like that.
That's right. And you realize sort of, you know, the routines and the habits and the things that you didn't maybe notice when you were doing...
Busy, doing,
suddenly become magnified, and those little things that weren't that annoying are very, very annoying.
I imagine that can be quite confronting.
I think it is quite confronting. And you know, I speak to a lot of people at the moment. Seems to be a little bit of a theme that, you know, people had this image of the final, it's really, the, you know, the final chapter. But it's one of the longest chapters now because with the way that our health is going and our longevity, retirement could be 30 years, could be 40 years, you know. So it's really a significant portion of your life. And I think people are finding it very confronting that you get to that transitional stage when you think, oh, yes, you know, we're transitioning for work into fun.
Into leisure.
And suddenly the rug is pulled out from under them. So particularly for people who've built a life together financially and in terms of their assets, that can be really, really devastating to find yourself single during that transition.
Yeah, so let's say we're at the point now where retirement might be a couple of years, 5 years, 10 years away. What do we do to try to work towards that now as a couple?
Yeah. So I would be having a lot of conversations, as always. My number one advice is lots of conversations.
Just talk about it.
Just talk about it so that you have clear expectations of what each of you want. And you can look at, you know, how do you see your personal retirement? And then how do you see your retirement as a partnership? Because one of the things that I think a lot of people do is they have expectations that they're going to do everything together. And then the other partner doesn't have those same expectations.
Like, no, you are not coming to bridge with me.
Get out of the house.
You cannot come to my quilting club.
So to continue to nurture the relationships that you have, the friendships that you have, and the social connections that you have at that time so that you don't find yourself transitioning into retirement with only each other to keep yourselves company.
Yeah. And what do those conversations look like? Like, does it start with how much time do we want to spend together when both of us aren't working?
Yeah, I think it's nice to do a review of some different categories and some different types of energy. So the different types of energy I'm talking about are starting, maintaining and finishing. So what kind of things do we want to start? What are the new things that we want to try now? Because, you know, if you still have 40 years post-retirement, that's a lot of time. That's 10 rounds of mastery in something. You know, maybe you want to become a great painter, maybe you want to learn a language, maybe
dancing,
you want to go dancing
together,
whatever it is. So what are the new things that you'd like to start, and what would you like to start sort of as an individual and as a couple? So you can write a big list and then you can say, oh, hey, look, we've got the same things, let's focus on doing those things together and then pursuing some of our individual interests separately. So that might be projects you want to do, it might be travel you want to take, things you want to learn, people you want to meet. And then, so you're looking at the second energy is in maintaining. So what's really working well for us and what do we want to continue to do? Rather than just doing it because it's habit, you know, what's really valuable for us? What's making us feel fulfilled? Who are the people we still want to see? You know, do we still want to play bridge? Do we still want to go to the club? What are the things that that are working and that we want to bring into our retirement?
And that bring us joy.
That's right. What do we want to bring into our retirement with us? And then the third energy to have a conversation about is the finishing. So what are the, you know, what are the chapters we want to close? What are the things that we do that aren't working? Are maybe projects that we want to finish? You know,
or that have been connected to working life or children that now we don't actually have to. We don't have that obligation anymore.
Exactly right. A habit that you're doing for the sake of the habit that maybe no longer needs to be there. And it just has become such routine that you sort of forget, oh, that's right, we started that because, you know, Kaya was in kindergarten and she needed
We were at the canteen.
That's right.
And we just haven't stopped, even though they're now 25. Yeah,
exactly that. And you also probably for a lot of retirees want to be thinking about how much time do we want to spend with our families? How much time do we want to spend with our grandkids? And does that work for them? So how are we going to sort of navigate those relationships as well? Because I think that the diversity in your social network is really key to staying friends.
12 minutes to 10, you're on ABC Newcastle. We're talking how to keep your relationships going in retirement. My guest, Tara Whitewood, relationship coach with The Sugar Doctor. I feel like this is getting quite complex as well because not only are we retired for longer, we have the choice to also work for longer. So I know that there's conversations in my in-law's house about my mother-in-law would like to retire soon and my father-in-law would like to keep working. And it's like, well, how do we make that work and does that work for us?
Yeah, how do we sort of balance that so that
well, one of us is retired and getting to not do what they want. That makes it sound like it's wonderful. But, yes. You know, have a bit more time and flexibility. The other one will still be on the clock.
Yes. And it really is a negotiation, and it's a similar negotiation to the conversations that you have throughout your entire relationship. That is, you know, how much time do we really need to spend together in order to make that quality time? So if your mother-in-law is wanting to spend time with your father-in-law, and then, you know, they can arrange.
Just weekends is fine.
That's right. Like, what is it? How much time do we actually need to spend together so that we feel that we're connected and enjoying each other's company? Because a lot of people who really get a lot of satisfaction and joy from their work don't really ever want to stop doing that. And that's what keeps them sort of juiced and excited. And many people retire and then come back in some sort of consultancy kind of capacity because they realize they just don't want to stop being involved in that kind of work. So, there's work.
And it has been their life work for a reason.
Yeah, that's
they love
right.
It.
That's right. It's really separating out, like, what are we doing that's work and it's really just to pay the bills. And, you know, maybe I'm not that involved in it. Maybe I don't really love it that much and I'm looking forward to leaving that. And then what's the kind of work that's really enriching and fulfilling and provides contribution to the world? And a lot of people find that in retirement, not only through paid employment, but through volunteering, through being part of a charity, through being involved in community groups. So I think to also maintain that link to work is really important.
Kerry in Musselbrook on the text says, I think it's necessary to have separate interests as well as doing things together. Time apart gives you something different to talk about,
100%.
Says Kerry. You're bringing back your different stories.
100%. You see those people who have been married for a very long time and they're sitting over the dinner table and they have nothing to say anymore because it's this Groundhog Day, you know. No one's trying new things, no one's watching new things or learning new things, and it becomes very boring, very samey. And what people say, the words that they'll say is, oh, we've lost the spark. And I appreciate that might seem how it is, but what has actually happened is you've stopped trying.
But the question back would be, well, what are you doing to reignite it?
Exactly right.
And if you're not doing things individually or together, then of course there's no spark.
And why are you relying on your partner to bring that energy when you can bring that energy to your own life? You know, go out and make new friends and try new things and do new things. And even as introverts, you can do that, you know, in a library, maybe without anyone else. You can still bring that new and refreshing energy into your life without needing to rely on others.
I think that's a great point as well. It doesn't have to be big. It could be as simple as trying a type of book genre that you have never read because you didn't think you liked it.
Exactly right. And then you might come
and then even
and
if
say,
you're complaining about it,
you know, I'm reading this amazing book and it's terrible or it's wonderful, or, you know, I learned this today listening to a new podcast. Just bringing something new to your partner to contribute that energy back into the relationship is so crucial.
So we can do it before we retire in the lead up, but we can also do it at the moment. If right now someone's going, oh, that's us, there is a way to sort of reignite that and bring yourself back together.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a really exciting time. So I call this the winter of a relationship. So it's sort of at the end of the close of the cycle when everything is, you know, if you imagine you're in winter in the snow, you're locked inside and everything's kind of stopped and nothing new is happening. You're just waiting. It's a really good time to start thinking about what are your hopes and what are your dreams and, you know, what are the things that you want to do so that when you move into the spring, which is the next relationship cycle. So if you're transitioning into kids going to school or you're transitioning into a new marriage, anything that's sort of the close of a chapter and a start of a new chapter is when you can be having these conversations. You know, what do we want to start? What do we want to maintain and keep doing? And what do we want to finish so that the next sort of cycle of our relationship stays fresh and exciting and we enjoy each other's company?
I feel like anyone can take those three things in a relationship and even in a friendship and start reassessing after decades together.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I love using these kind of concepts in many areas of my life, whether it's in my health or whether it's in my business or my career, you know, just really being aware of what's working and what's not working and what's some exciting new things that I want to try to sort of stretch myself and keep life a bit interesting. You know, they say variety is the spice of life, right? And it really is. It's the people who live the same day every day that find themselves in a place where, you know, maybe things just aren't that interesting anymore.
All right, well, it's time to finish our chat, but we'll maintain it next week. Thanks, Tara.
Cheers, Kaya.
Tara Whitewood there from The Sugar Doctor.